Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, the best dog products of 2019, choosing the right pet hospital, and summer hazards to watch out for. From Poster, Carlotta Cooper brings us the 16 best dog products for 2019, the coolest dog products every dog owner should have. Being a dog owner means that you are responsible for another life. It is your job to make sure that your dog's basic needs are met, but that is not the only thing you should do. You should also take the time to cultivate a strong bond with your dog. The more time you spend with your dog, the stronger your bond will be, so it is worth it to get out of the house with your dog, even if it's just a trip to the nearest dog park. As a modern dog owner, you have access to myriad supplies and gadgets that can make your life easier. Just take a look at some of the products reviewed here. Nothing is better than spending a day with your dog, enjoying the great outdoors, or going for a road trip. Taking your dog with you when you travel comes with certain challenges, however. For car trips, you need to make sure that your dog is safe and secure in the event of an accident. For hiking trips and other outdoor excursions, you need to make sure that you have all of the supplies your dog will need. Here, you will find reviews for some of the top outdoor and travel supplies and accessories for dogs. First is the Doggy Drinklets Portable Water Bowl. When you are on the go with your pup by your side, you don't want to have to worry about finding a water fountain when you need one. To make sure that your dog gets fresh water when he's thirsty, carry around a doggy drinklet in your wallet. The Doggy Drinklets Portable Water Bowl is the most compact and portable dog bowl on the market. It folds flat and is small enough to fit in your wallet. When you are ready to give your dog some water, just unfold it, open it up to create a simple but usable bowl that holds more than a cup of water or food. When your dog is finished, just dump out any water that's extra, fold it up, and put it back in your pocket. It's as easy as that. The Clickit Sport Dog Harness is next. Dogs love going for car rides, but sometimes their excitement can put them at risk. It is unsafe to let your dog wander around the car. But how exactly do you keep him in his seat? The Clickit Sport Dog Harness from Sleepy Pot is the ideal solution to this problem. This three-point safety harness plays two important roles. It's designated to keep your dog safe in his seat, and it will help to redistribute damaging forces in the event of a crash. This safety harness is made from ballistic nylon in an energy-absorbing fabric with the unique infinity loop design. Just loop the safety belt around the harness to keep your dog safe and secure in the car. This harness comes in four colors and four sizes, small through extra large. Solvit Deluxe Tagalong Pet Booster Seat is our next item. Having a small dog means that you can bring your furry friend just about anywhere you go. But traveling by car can be dangerous for small dogs because in the event of a crash, your dog could be thrown from his seat. That is where the Solvit Deluxe Tagalong Pet Booster Seat comes in. It offers your dog a comfortable place to sit in the car while also keeping him protected in the event of a crash. This booster seat features a basket-like shape with a padded interior and an integrated harness. The basket installs quickly and easily, taking support from the seat under it and latching it into the safety belt in your car. This booster seat comes in sizes up to 22 by 17 by 27 inches for dogs weighing up to 30 pounds, and the liner is removable and washable for your convenience. The Outward Hound Day Pack for Dogs. There's nothing more enjoyable than spending the day outside with your dog. But a full day of hiking with your pup requires you to bring along some supplies, such as food, water, and treats. Rather than stuffing these necessities into your own already loaded pack, Why not have your dog carry the things that he needs? The Outward Hound Day Pack for dogs is a great solution for hiking and camping trips because it features four expandable pockets and a comfortable saddlebag-style design. It also has a D-ring, so you can attach your dog's leash directly to the pack. This pack features adjustable straps and a breathing mesh design for your dog's comfort. It also has reflective accents and vibrant colors to enhance visibility for your dog's safety. Available in three sizes, this day pack is a must-have for pet owners who love to explore the great outdoors with their canine companions. Now, high-tech dog toys and gadgets. Getting to play with your dog is one of the biggest perks of being a dog owner, and it is the best way to build a strong bond with your canine companion. Dog toys come in all shapes and sizes, but in this modern world, some dog toys incorporate modern technology to create toys and gadgets that make your life easier. From magnetic leash connection systems to Wi-Fi cameras and treat dispensers, high-tech dog toys and gadgets are the way of the future for the modern dog owner. Below, you will find reviews for some of the top high-tech dog toys and gadgets. First, the Petsy Wi-Fi Pet Camera and Treat Dispenser. Being away from your dog for long periods of time can be rough, but the Petsy Wi-Fi Pet Camera and Treat Dispenser makes the separation a little bit more bearable. This camera gives you the ability to connect with your pet from anywhere that has an internet connection. You can even give your dog treats when you're not at home. With this Petsy camera, you can see your dog in real time, speak to him through the integrated speakers, take pictures of him, and dispense treats. You can mount the Petsy Wi-Fi pet camera and treat dispenser anywhere you like, on the wall by your dog's bowl, in the crate with him, or anywhere else you like. With this camera and treat dispenser, your dog doesn't have to feel alone when you aren't around, and you don't have to feel guilty about being separated from him. Next, the Chuck It Kick Fetch Max Glow Toy. You shouldn't have to cut playtime with your dog short just because it gets dark. With the Chuck It Kick Fetch Match Glow Toy, that's very hard to do, you can keep playing with your dog well into the night. This ball toy is made from ultra-strong Max Glow rubber and high-visibility fabric, so not only will it glow in the dark, but it will remain strong even with rough play. To maximize the glow power of this toy, charge it under bright light for 5 to 10 minutes, then enjoy up to 30 minutes of glow time. No battery needed. This glowing ball rolls easily, and its unique shape makes it easy for dogs to pick up. It even floats in water if you want to give your dog an extra challenge. Chuck It also offers a variety of other glow-in-the-dark toys, including frisbees, rings, and more. They even make a ball launcher. Next, the iFetch 2 Interactive Ball Thrower. Dogs love a good game of fetch, but while your dog could keep playing for hours on end, eventually your arm is going to get tired. That is where the iFetch 2 Interactive Ball Thrower comes in. This automatic ball launcher makes it easy for your dog to play fetch for as long as he likes. This ball thrower runs on a built-in rechargeable battery, and it comes with three full-size tennis balls. To use the ball thrower, you and your dog simply drop a ball into the back of the thrower, and it will launch the ball a predetermined distance, either 10, 25, or 40 feet. With this automatic ball launcher, you can relax in your favorite outdoor chair as your dog chases ball after ball. If you really want to take things to the next level, train your dog to bring the ball back and drop it into the launcher on his own. Next category, dog beds, blankets, and dog houses. Your dog is a member of the family, so shouldn't he have a space of his own in your house? Just like you, your dog needs a comfortable place to rest and a safe space to retreat to when he needs a little time for himself. Some dogs can get by with an old folded-up blanket to sleep on, while others appreciate something a little bit more cushioned. If you want to pamper your pooch, consider investing in a high-quality dog bed for use indoors and a fancy dog house for outdoors. Following, you will find reviews for some of the top dog beds, blankets, and dog houses. First on the list is the CC Only DH12 Indoor-Outdoor Wooden Dog House. If your dog spends a lot of time outdoors, you should provide him with a dog house that will shelter him from inclement weather and cold temperatures. The CC Only DH12 Indoor-Outdoor Wooden Dog House is a perfect solution. This doghouse features a beautiful wooden exterior with built-in storage for food and trays. It also has two built-in dog bowls. With a larger center entrance, this doghouse gives your pup plenty of space to turn around, and it offers maximum protection from the elements. This doghouse is ideal for dogs weighing up to 40 pounds, and while it does require some assembly, it is a durable and attractive model for a doghouse. The Enchanted Home Pet Panache Dog Bed. Dogs love jumping up on the couch to spend some snuggle time with their humans, but not all dog owners appreciate having their furniture covered in dog hair. If you prefer not to let your dog up on the couch, but you still want him to have a comfy space to sleep, why not give him a couch of his own with the Enchanted Home Pet Panache Dog Bed? This dog bed features a fully upholstered design with durable furniture-grade construction. It has 2-inch legs to elevate the bed off the ground to protect your dog from drafts, and it is padded with a high-loft milled foam cushion. This particular model fits pets up to 50 pounds, but it does come in other sizes for larger or smaller dogs. The cushion is removable and washable for your convenience, and the bed's luxury design will fit in well with your home decor. The Little Cottage Company Victorian Cozy Kennel. If you want to pamper your pooch with the ultimate degree, consider this Little Cottage Company Victorian Cozy Kennel. This kennel is more than just a doghouse. It is a luxury cottage built specifically for dogs. This cottage features high-quality siding and decorative trim with durable wooden wall framing. There is a 4x8-foot enclosed area where your dog can seek shelter, as well as a 6x8-foot kennel area where he can relax in warm weather. This cottage is decked out with all of the most luxurious features, including screened-in windows with painted shutters, flower boxes under each window, and beautiful finishing touches. Simply put, you won't find a more beautiful or luxurious doghouse than this Little Cottage Company Victorian Cozy Kennel. And the Boomer and George Doghouse with Stairs. Do you want to treat your dog like a king? If so, consider the Boomer and George Doghouse with Stairs. This wooden doghouse features a durable square construction with a built-in staircase leading up to a fenced-in porch balcony. With the unique design of this doghouse, your dog can relax in the lower level where he will be protected from wind, rain, and cold, or he can climb the stairs to the upper section to take in the warmth of the sun or to enjoy a cool breeze. This doghouse measures 33x25x28 inches, so it's ideal for small to medium-sized dogs. It also features weatherproof leg protectors as well as a raised floor designed to resist moisture and mold. This Boomer and George doghouse with stairs will keep your dog warm and dry in all kinds of weather. And interactive toys and treat dispensers. Excuse me. The modern dog owner often leads a busy life filled to the brim with work and family obligations, not to mention a little me time. You can't always be home with your dog, but that doesn't mean your dog has to be lonely and bored in your absence. Interactive dog toys and treat dispensers are perfect for the modern dog owner who wants to make sure that his dog has something to keep him busy when he leaves the house. These toys do more than just prevent boredom. They can also give your dog some much-needed mental and physical stimulation to keep him fit, both mentally and physically. Here, you will find reviews for some of the top interactive dog toys and treat dispensers for dogs. First, the West Paw Design Zogo Flex Topple Interactive Dog Toy. If you are looking for an interactive dog toy to keep your pup occupied when you leave the house, look no further than the new West Paw Design Zogo Flex Topple Interactive Dog Toy. This dog toy is made from durable BPA and phthalate-free materials, and it is 100% manufacturer guaranteed. The toy features a cup-like shape with an opening in the side that you can use to stuff the toy with peanut butter, fresh fruit, or some of your dog's favorite treats. Your dog will spend hours playing with the toy, trying to get the treats out. Best of all, when your pup is finished playing, you can just throw the toy in the dishwasher to clean it. No mess, no hassle, no problem. And the Trixie Dog Activity Flip Board. Dogs of high intelligence require a lot of mental stimulation in order to prevent boredom. And boredom can lead to destructive behaviors, especially if your dog is left home alone a lot. One of the easiest ways to keep your dog occupied during your absence is to give him an interactive toy like the Trixie Dog Activity Flipboard. This activity board is specifically designed for intermediate canine players, so it is a step up from the standard interactive toy like those made by Kong. This toy takes the form of an activity board with different shapes and pieces that can be manipulated to uncover treats. Your dog must use his nose and paws to lift cones, slide discs, and flip lids to gain access to tasty treats. This activity board comes in several different forms with more challenging obstacles depending on your dog's level of intelligence. Those are some of the newest products out there for you and your dog. And now, for the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That. From the Pet Poison Helpline, veterinarians warn pet owners about summer plants and substances poisonous to your dogs and cats. Many would say that summer is the best time of year. It's when we spend the most time in the great outdoors with our families, friends, and pets. Unbeknownst to many pet owners, summer also brings with it certain flowers, substances, and plants that are dangerous to dogs and cats. Most pets use their sense of smell and taste to investigate things that are new to them, says Anna Brutlag, DVM, MS, Assistant Director at Pet Poison Helpline. When they come across interesting plants or other items, their first reaction is to smell it, which often leads to tasting it. Pet owners who are aware of poisonous plants and substances can avoid potential dangers that can result in emergency trips to the veterinarian. Some of the most dangerous summertime plants for pet owners to be aware of are listed below. First is the sago palm. Very popular in warm climates, this household and outdoor plant can be extremely harmful to pets. All parts of the plant, including the fronds, leaves, nuts, and seeds, are especially poisonous to dogs. Ingesting just a small amount can cause severe vomiting, bloody stools, damage to the stomach lining, severe liver failure, and in some cases, death. This plant is considered one of the most deadly in dogs, and long-term survival is poor when ingested. Without treatment, sago palm poisoning can result in severe irreversible liver failure. Prompt treatment is always needed for the best prognosis. Next on the list is the lily of the valley. When ingested by pets, the Convallaria majellis plant, also known as lily of the valley, can cause vomiting, diarrhea, a drop in heart rate, severe cardiac arrhythmias, and possibly seizures. This plant contains cardiac glycosides, which are also used in many human heart medications. Any pet with a known exposure should be examined and evaluated by a veterinarian and treated symptomatically. Treatments may include blood pressure monitoring, heart monitoring, and in severe cases, an expensive antidote to bind the toxin, for example, Digibind. Next is lilies. Cat owners should be aware of lilies and the dangers they pose. While peace, Peruvian, and calla lilies cause only minor symptoms when eaten, other more deadly types, like the Lilium and Hemerocallis species, such as tiger, Asiatic, Easter, Japanese, show, and day lilies, are highly toxic to cats. Ingesting very small amounts of the plant from grooming the pollen off their fur, or eating as little as 2 petals or leaves, can result in severe kidney failure. If a cat consumes any part of the lilies or even drinks the water in the vase, he or she needs immediate veterinary care to prevent kidney failure. Decontamination, such as inducing vomiting and giving binders like activated charcoal, are imperative in the early toxic stages. This is followed by 1 to 2 days of intravenous fluid therapy, kidney function monitoring tests, and supportive care. Crocuses. There are 2 types of crocus plants, one that blooms in the spring and the other in the autumn. The spring plants are more common and cause only gastrointestinal upset accompanied by vomiting and diarrhea in dogs and cats. However, the autumn crocus, also known as meadow saffron or Colchicum autumnale, are highly toxic and can cause severe vomiting, gastrointestinal bleeding, and multi-system organ failure with bone marrow suppression. Symptoms may be seen immediately, but can also be delayed for days. If you witness your pet eating a crocus and you are not sure what variety it is, it's best to seek veterinary care immediately for decontamination and treatment. Fertilizers or soil additives. In addition to flowers and plants, there are other gardening-related dangers that pet owners should be aware of, such as fertilizers and pesticides. While fertilizers are typically fairly safe for pets, those that contain blood meal, bone meal, feather meal, and iron may be especially tasty and dangerous to them. Large ingestions of these products can form a concretion in the stomach, obstructing the gastrointestinal tract and causing severe pancreatitis. Also, ingestion of pesticides and insecticides, especially if they contain any organophosphates, like disulfotan found in common rose care products, can be life-threatening even when ingested in small amounts. So, enjoy the beautiful gardens and flowers and their scents this summer, knowing that you have the knowledge to keep your pet safe. If, however, you think a pet may have ingested something harmful, take action immediately. Contact your veterinarian or pet poison helpline at 1-800-213-6680. Pet Poison Helpline is the most cost-effective animal poison control center in North America, charging only $39 per call, including unlimited follow-up consultations. In the news from the Today Show, Scott Stump reports, still the best. The Labrador Retriever continues its reign at the top by beating out the German Shepherd in 2019, just like last year. The most popular dog breed in the country for the 28th straight year is the Labrador, according to the American Kennel Club. This is a do-everything breed that needs to be with its humans, Labrador breeder Aaron Henlon Hall said in a news release. It personifies the definition of versatility: hunting, showing, family, dock diving, tracking, obedience. It's as American as baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. German Shepherds remain the number 2 spot, followed by Golden Retrievers, French Bulldogs, Bulldogs, Beagles, and Poodles. And finally, do you have a vet or animal hospital identified for your pet? Pet News and Views Online offers these suggestions for choosing the right animal hospital for your pet. How do you begin your search? Word of mouth. This is easily one of the most trusted methods. Personal testimonies from satisfied patients and clientele is a sure way of picking out the right hospital. Ask around, especially from family members and friends, to learn if they can direct you to any reputable animal hospital. If you're moving to a new area, you can also ask your former vet to refer you to a suitable place in your new location. Internet search. If you do not have anyone you can ask for referrals or they don't have any suggestions to offer, the next best thing you can do is search online. A Near Me search will show you vets and animal hospitals in your location. You'll also be able to find reviews from folks who have visited them. Accidental and chance sightings. Another way you can come across one is a chance sighting. You could simply be walking on the road and suddenly you see a signpost, a billboard, or something else advertising the services of a vet or an animal hospital. Things to look out for. Once you've gotten a couple of recommendations from any of these suggested means above, you may not just want to rush your pet to any of them. Given how important this is to you and your pet, you may want to run a few checks before committing to one. Here are some suggestions you may want to consider. The first is accreditation. The very first thing you should check for is whether the hospital is duly accredited. You may be shocked to learn that only about 12 to 15% of the animal hospitals in U.S. and in Canada are duly accredited. This is according to the American Animal Hospital Association. Before a hospital is accredited, it has to meet stringent requirements. It is therefore important that you choose one that has been duly accredited. Next is services rendered. The scope of services rendered by a given hospital is very important. You will be better served by a hospital that can meet most, if not all, of your pet's needs. An accredited hospital is more likely to offer this than one that has not been accredited. Proximity. This is particularly important in cases of emergency. It does not make any sense to have your pet's hospital very far away. So look for the best one that's closest to you. Cost. How much you will likely be spending. Carefully review this and consider your pet insurance and other financial factors before making a final choice. Some vets only offer treatment to dogs and cats. So if you have a different type of pet, you'll want to find a vet who is trained and equipped to treat your type of pet. And conclusion. Choosing the right hospital and vet for your pet or animal is as important to your pet as it is to you. Take the time to ensure you pick the right one so you and your pet can enjoy good health. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening, and please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.